Chapter 18. Energy. Most smokers are aware of the effect that this progressive process of gunking up and starvation of oxygen and nutrients has on their lungs. However, they're not so aware of the effect it has on their energy level. One of the subtleties of the smoking trap is that the effects it has on us, both physical and mental, happen so gradually and imperceptibly that we're not aware of them and regard them as normal. It's very similar to the effects of bad eating habits. The pot belly appears so gradually that it causes us no alarm. We look at people who are grossly overweight and wonder how they could possibly have allowed themselves to reach that state. But supposing it happened overnight. You went to bed, weighing 140 pounds, trim, rippling with muscles, and not an ounce of fat on your body. You awoke, weighing 182 pounds, fat, bloated, and pot-bellied. Instead of waking up feeling fully rested and full of energy, you wake up feeling miserable, lethargic, and you can hardly open your eyes. You'd be panic-stricken, wondering what awful disease you had contracted overnight. Yet the disease is exactly the same. The fact that it took 20 years to reach that state is irrelevant. So it is with smoking. If I could immediately transfer you into the mind and body you would have after having stopped smoking for just 3 weeks, that's all I would need to do to persuade you to quit. You would think, will I really feel this good? Or what it really amounts to, have I really sunk that low? I emphasize that I don't just mean how much healthier and energetic you would feel, but also how much more confident, relaxed, and mentally sharp you would feel. As a teenager, I can remember rushing around just for the hell of it. Then, for 30-odd years, I became permanently tired and lethargic. I used to struggle to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning. After dinner, I would lie on a couch watching television and nod off after 5 minutes. Because my father used to be the same, I thought this behavior was normal. I believed that energy was the exclusive prerogative of children and teenagers, and that old age began in the early 20s. Shortly after I extinguished my final cigarette, I was relieved that the congestion and the coughing disappeared, and I haven't had an asthma or bronchitis attack since. However, something truly marvelous and unexpected also happened. I started waking at 7 o'clock in the morning, feeling completely rested and full of energy, actually wanting to exercise, jog and swim. At 48, I couldn't run a step or swim a stroke. My sporting activities were confined to such dynamic pursuits as lawn bowling, affectionately referred to as the old man's game, and golf, for which I had to use a motorized cart. At the age of 69, I exercise for half an hour and swim daily. It's great to have energy, and when you feel physically and mentally strong, it feels great to be alive. The problem is that when you quit smoking, the return of your physical and mental health is also gradual. True, it's not nearly as slow as the slide into the pit, and if you're going through the trauma of the willpower method of quitting, any health or financial gains will be obliterated by the depression you're likely to be going through. Unfortunately, I can't immediately transfer you into the mind and body you could have in 3 weeks' time, but you can. You know instinctively that what I'm telling you is correct. All you need to do is use your imagination.